Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's hit this segment running and gunning. Time for a fast back and forth with Pete and Dave. We're calling Fast Break on the Huddle.
All right, it's Charlie time. Fast break. Matthew Collar in for Dave Schwartz. Pete Najarian, as always. And it's fast. So go.
It's fast.
Let's go.
Do it.
All right.
I know. I'm generally a slower guy, so that gets me a little stressed.
Yeah, this
out.
Is an ironic name for you.
A little bit.
It's also like a basketball reference, and you're not like of the body type of a guy who plays basketball. I don't want to judge you. Okay.
Was I good? No. But I played.
Okay.
I was a point guard. I could pass the rock.
Okay.
Decently.
Play a little hard
defense. Did you guys ever see the movie Fast Break, just out of curiosity?
No, I have.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Gabe Kaplan became a coach anyway. You guys will have to go back and look at it. It was Welcome Back, Carter meets basketball. It was fun.
Welcome
and
back.
And you're old.
Speaking of old people, let's start out with you here on our first question. 30 years ago today, you probably remember like it. I'm sure. Sorry, 30 years ago yesterday, which you probably remember like it was yesterday. Andre Rene Rusimoff passed away. You know that name? No?
No.
Ring a bell? Better known as Andre the Giant.
Oh, okay.
Passed away 30 years ago yesterday. Yeah. 7'4", 500-plus-pound giant of a man. Was also a massively popular actor as well as his professional wrestling acumen. And he appeared in beloved movies, Princess Bride, many others. My question for you, Pete, along those lines. Who is the greatest athlete actor of all time?
Oh boy, you're putting a lot of pressure on me with that one. I'll tell you what, because he's so quoted all the time. I'll go right with Jesse Ventura.
What, with Predator? Was that?
Predator. The line that never leaves is, I ain't got time to bleed, so that's the one I'd go with.
Jesse also told a off-color joke in Predator that I remember quite well. Jim Brown, though, right? Like Jim Brown leaving football at maybe age 29 to go into acting was definitely one. I don't know. I'll give you a deep cut here. Denzel Washington's son played semi-pro football and then was in Ballers.
Oh,
yes. John David Washington.
Yes, he was. And he's been in a couple other. He was in a big movie recently. I'm forgetting the name of it, but like a blockbuster type of movie.
Mm-hmm.
That is a deep cut.
There's a deep cut. I'm sure that there's a lot more. Okay. How about Shaq? Kazam and Blue Chips?
I mean,
yeah, those weren't good. And I know Shaq, and he's become a good friend, but let me tell you, those are terrible movies.
I mean, the easy one is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right?
Oh, of course. Playing
but we can't
Miami.
Say that one.
Pete, don't tell Shaq that you think his movies are bad. I think he still likes them. I think he thinks they're good.
He was nice enough. He sent me the chair I'm sitting in right now is a Shaquille O'Neal chair. Actually,
what?
That I'm sitting. Yeah, he has his own line of – that guy is the greatest businessman from sports I have ever seen. He, rather than getting paid, what he always does is give me shares of stock. That's what I want. Mm. And that's how he's done it, and it's literally caused him to become a billionaire, and it's unbelievable what a good businessman he really is.
So he has chairs? Are they
and
huge?
He's got these chairs. They sell. Yeah, they're big. They're comfortable as all get out. They're office chairs. I'm sitting in one right now, and it's absolutely phenomenal.
I was going to say, what's the review? It's well worth it.
It's a 10. It's worth it's worth whatever it's probably cost.
You know,
you guys will have to check it out.
Yeah. There is a documentary about the Orlando Magic teams when they were really good, like Shaq and Penny Hardaway. And the movie Blue Chips, because Penny is in that, actually played a role in Penny Hardaway ending up playing with Shaq, because I think they were going to draft Chris Webber, and then it worked out like that Shaq was – he demanded that he play with Penny Hardaway, because on the set of Blue Chips, they had such great chemistry when they were shooting the basketball scenes.
And it worked out. All right. Yeah,
it
did just fine.
It worked out for a while until Shaq was
well,
L.A.
for a while.
And the Netflix series documentary on Shaq is phenomenal for anybody who's not seen that, by the way.
No, I want to see it.
I think it's four episodes. It's great. It's really, really great.
All right. Well, moving on from the NBA over to the WNBA for you, Matthew. Two-time WNBA champion and MVP Candace Parker announced yesterday that she'll be signing with the Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah.
Fresh off of their WNBA title, Parker would seem to make the Aces the undisputed favorite going forward here in the next season with Kelsey Plum, Asia Wilson, Chelsea Gray, amongst others. Brianna Stewart and Courtney Vandersloot, the other big free agents yet to sign in the WNBA. Does it even matter? Is anybody going to come close to the Las Vegas Aces?
It does if Brianna Stewart ends up in New York, because they traded for Jonquel Jones, who is a former MVP, and they have a deep team that they've been building through the draft and through also some European players as well. And one Chinese star that's like 6'9", Han Chu. So they've got like a great roster. If they added Brianna Stewart, who in my mind is making a case for being the greatest women's player of all time, then they would have a chance to battle that Las Vegas team. But if not, that makes it pretty difficult. But the Lynx are in the running for
Final
Four, by the way. Yeah.
It's New York, Minnesota.
Washington and Seattle, I think, are the other two teams.
That sounds right to me as well.
Yeah. The W is coming, Pete. We're talking about stocks going up and down. And I feel like WNBA basketball is something that my wife broadcasts and I've been into for a long time. I just feel like the popularity of it is finally, with social media and everything, really starting to catch on. And I know that people get irritated with super teams, but I also think that like dynasties and super teams are what take leagues to a different level, like the 49ers in the 80s, right? Like Joe Montana. It's the same kind of thing that like people like the Warriors. People like that. It completely changed basketball. So I feel like this is actually good for the W, even though some people will be like, oh, what about competition?
I don't disagree with you. I think that there are times where it actually does cause people to get that much more interested in it. And I'll tell you, the young lady from Minnesota who went to UConn to play basketball out there, Paige Buchers, she is something special. But I will be candid and honest. I have not ever seen a WNBA game, so I apologize about that. So I can't go on too much on that, but I'm aware of some of the Minnesota kids that have done really, really well in basketball, either going to the university or around the country. And it's we have become a very good – this is the weekend of Minnesota hockey, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've become a great basketball program, state Minnesota, both girls and boys. Unbelievable, actually.
Well, you know what, Pete? When you're in Vegas next time
–
Go check out the Aces. Or even if you're up here in Minnesota, Lynx games are really good. So it is a good product that is worth watching.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it. We're going to go together. You can tell me a little bit about
what
I don't know.
Let's go.
There you go.
I actually have Lynx season tickets. So if you're up here in the summer, let's go, Pete.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Pete, we'll move back to the NBA here with the Minnesota Timberwolves, who seem to be maybe figuring some things out all of a sudden. D'Angelo Russell scoring a bunch of points lately. Anthony Edwards looking like maybe an all-star. Maybe he's going to not make the team just by a bit, but he's looking pretty good. The team's won back-to-back the last two nights against the Memphis Grizzlies and the Sacramento Kings, both very good teams, and they've won five of their last six as well. This, of course, is all coming without star center Karl Anthony Towns, who knows when he's going to be back exactly, but he is going to be back. If the team is playing like this and they're playing this well, how do you reintegrate a star player like that back into a rotation? Is it possible?
I think it is, and I think we've got the right coach to do it. I think we were talking about this, and you know Charlie as good as anybody, but we've been talking about it takes a while to gel together, and I think that they are finally starting to gel, and I realize Cat's been out for a lot of this, but he's such a great player with his size, what he's able to do from the outside, and I would encourage people, by the way, I would seriously encourage everybody to go watch Anthony Edwards play because he is special. And if he's not in the All-Star game, that would be absolutely a travesty. I mean, the guy, he just dropped 44 points the other night. He did 31, 37, 34. The guy, just every single night he shows up, he's a great teammate. And I think they will have a great combination when Cat gets back because I think they were starting to get there. Then he got hurt. And so it might take a couple of games, couple of weeks or whatever, but I think that that really could be a game changer in a positive way for the Timberwolves. But we'll see. But I think that people really should take time to go and see a guy like Anthony Edwards. And we had a guest on not too terribly a couple of months ago who compared him to Kobe. And I know that's a big thing. That's a really big thing. But he's got a lot of that same kind of he's a big guy. He's aggressive. He's a guy who wants to win. You can see it on his face, the disappointment when things aren't going well. But he's always playing at a high level, and he's a fun kid to watch. I think people really, they owe it to themselves to go watch him.
I know you're a guy, Pete, that likes size, speed, explosiveness. Anthony Edwards is the size of a defensive end and can dunk from the free throw line. I mean, it's like his physical ability. It's like one of the weird things about basketball is because they draft these guys so young out of college that we have no idea what to think of them for like years. And then all of a sudden it clicks in. And I feel like these last couple weeks, and maybe that's getting too excited about it, it just feels like with Anthony Edwards, he's starting to mature a little bit and it's starting to click in. And because we want to judge them immediately, but they're in over their head when they start. It's like their physical ability is nowhere close or is far away from their mental ability. And when those two things start to match up, we see what we're getting with Anthony Edwards. And I think, Charlie, they should be able to get Karl-Anthony Towns back in there, right? I knew where you were going with it. Like, should they trade Carl? Like,
well, they can't until the offseason. So that's out the window, at least for this season. But, I mean, say he comes back and they stink again.
Okay.
What happens?
Then they have to make a move.
Fair enough. I think I agree with you, Pete. I think I agree with you. Well, that's all I got for you guys today.
Okay, beautiful. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we have Championship Sunday to preview. And then in the next hour, the 7 Degrees of Nigerian is a game that I have invented for this day. So we will return and talk about Championship Weekend when we come back.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.